There we go. All right, it's chus to be back together to continue Parak Aleph of Mesil Sharm. Choyvas Adnam Bolamo. You know, we're here in the middle of Adar, Adar Rishon, but Mishenichmas Adar, Marvin Besimcha. There's no question that if we have a deep understanding of Choyvas Adnam Bolamo, we have a deep understanding of our purpose in this world, so that it's going to go a very far way of reaching a level of simcha. Usually, one is besimcha when they're fulfilling their purpose. When they're fulfilling, if I don't know my purpose, how can I be besimcha constantly and consistently? I can feel joy once in a while. I can feel pleasure once in a while. But true simcha has to come from a certain shleimus. So we have to understand chayves adna balamo in order to be besimcha. Maybe our learning of Mesilas Sharim to some degree is a key mitzvah. I don't know, key mitzvah, maybe that's a strong language, but it's a key mitzvah of being able to be mekayim mishenichnas adar marbi b'simcha. We spoke last time about the harbei dvarim, the many things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has in this world that marchikim oisoy mimenu yisparach, that distance us, that bring us far away from Hashem, right? We spoke about the challenges and the competition involved in needing to defeat the Yetzirah and stay away from that which is marchik us. Stay away from that that distances us from Hashem. Which is mainly Gashmias and Taiva, right? The physical world. But here we're going to take that concept one step further. There's definitely one level which is called abstinence, to completely stay away. And maybe sometimes for some it's easier. And that maybe for some of us that needs to be, at least at the beginning, as the Rambam speaks about taking the opposite extreme and completely abstaining from that which maybe distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, and here we continue in my copy, it's the fourth paragraph in Perek Aleph, V'im tamik od be'inyin tireh. If one delves deeper into this idea, you will see Ki ha'olam nivra l'shimash ha'adam. The world was created to serve man. Everything in this world was created for us. We were the final of creations. Everything was first set up and prepared. And it's bishvili nivra olam. The whole world is here to serve us. The purpose, everything in this world, the whole world, meaning what if you think about it? And if you understand how the Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem, and not to get into the depth of it right now, we've done this before, but if we understand the whole purpose of creating the world was for us, the whole purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was for mankind and for that relationship and for Him to bestow upon us all that He has to offer. So obviously everything else in this world is just for us somehow. If the purpose of creating the world was for man, so somehow the animals are there to serve man. And the trees are here to serve man. So what do we see? If they're here to serve us, he's saying something deep already. It's not just that they're marchik, that they're there so we have to abstain. But we have to learn how to utilize and learn how to be makadish and learn how to elevate. And that's going to be a higher level of existence because everything here is to help us serve Hashem and to serve us in helping us serve Hashem. And yes, sometimes one is not able to, and therefore needs to abstain, and needs to be marcha completely, but that's not the higher level. The higher level, in Tamik Oybinyan, if you understand deeper, it's to understand how that we could utilize L'shima Sha'adam. Right? L'mashal. So, So you have, for example, food. Food is gashmis. And a person could be about taiv and be pulled into that, and it could bring one to eat macholos asuros, to bring eat things at asur, and to eat without a bracha, and to just create a whole entire feeling of being about taiva. And therefore, at times, some of us have to go to an extreme and abstain completely from food, so that we can find the proper balance. But all of us understand that food should be utilized, and if eaten in the proper way, and eaten with the proper brachos, and eaten the proper amount, it's there to help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's there to help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help us so we feel strong, so we have strength, so we can learn Torah. But let's read on a little bit more. Amnam, however, hinehu o maybe shekel gadol. We're standing in great balance. If we end up being pulled after the world and be distanced from his creator, we are destroyed. We can be destroyed through Taiva and Gashmias. And then we are destroying the whole world with us. Why? Because if the whole world exists just for us, if we are being destroyed because of the world, we're also destroying the world because we've destroyed its purpose. And we've lowered its purpose, and we've brought it to a place of distance from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what we said, if you remember. I think we said this over last week. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Akol hevel." Everything is futile, nothingness. It's only nothingness if it's not utilized to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elevated to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it's all zero, but you put Hashem Echad in front of it, it becomes a billion. 100 zeros is a tremendous number if you put Hashem Echad in front of it. And that's everything in this world. So if we use it in the proper way, we're going to elevate it, as he's going to explain. If we use it in an improper way, if we use it to lower us, a relationship with a woman, a relationship with a woman. One day, Bishatov is Lachas, that could be an amazing, beautiful relationship that brings one to Shlemus, that helps complete one, that helps perfect one, that helps you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. You Mekai Mitzvah Purvu and continue our beautiful religion for our next generation. There's so much good, so much Kedusha if used in the right way. But a relationship with a woman, if used in the wrong way, if used prior to that time, is complete taiva and can be destructive to yourself and to the world. Let's continue on. If one rules over himself, and you cling to Hashem, our Creator, and we use this world, I'm using this world as a helper to serve Hashem. Everything in my life I'm using to help to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu misaleh, we are raised up, the olam atzmo misalimo, and the entire world is raised up with us. We have the ability to be mashpi on the entire world. We are obviously raised up, but the whole world's raised up. That's how we have to relate to this world. Not to say like other religions do, that the goal is abstinence. The goal is not abstinence. The goal is to be Mekadesh. You know, there's something called Kodesh. What does Kodesh mean, holiness? Kodesh is a lashon of holiness, but it's explained as a lashon of separation. Shabbos Kodesh means I'm separate from the mundane days of the week. That's what Kodesh is. I'm separate. I abstain from Malacha on Shabbos Kodesh. It's a very holy level, something very special. But there's also something called Kodesh Kedashim. Kodesh Kedashim is the holy of holies. Kodesh Kedashim is above that which is Kodesh. What's above that which is Kodesh? I completely abstain from the physical. You know what Kodesh Kedashim is? Kodesh Kedashim is where I'm elevating the physical into Kedusha, where I'm utilizing it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that I do, Vadam in college, Vadam taking secular study classes. Why? So that I could get a job, so I could serve that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so I could support my family, so that somewhat I could use that Chachma to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever the reason might be, but everything is one goal and one aspiration. La'avoid Boiroi, to serve his Creator. Then I'm taking everything in this world and using it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest of levels. Not needing abstinence. Then who, Miss Allah? And not just are you raised up, but the whole world raised up. You know, if you read Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim V'Lajner. Reb Chaim V'Lajner is in Shar Aleph. So he explains what it means that we are created. It's kedai to learn, to understand life, to learn Nefesh HaChaim. But I'm going to tell you very quickly, one Yisoid. I'm not doing it full justice, but he explains that what does it mean that we're created B'Tzelem Elokim? What does it mean, B'Tzelem Elokim? We've all learned that, right? We're B'Tzelem Elokim. How do you translate those words? We're created B'Tzelem Elokim. How did you learn to translate those words? What does that mean? B'Tzelem Elokim? We're in the image of God. What does it mean we're in the image of God? Do we appear and look like God? Do we look like God? No, obviously God has no appearance. We don't look like God. What does it mean we're B'Tzelem Elokim? We're trying to emulate God? Okay, we're trying to emulate God. We're created B'Tzelem Elokim? That's our avodah throughout life, is to emulate God. So he explains what it means we're B'Tzelem Elokim, and specifically the name Elokim. Elokim is Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Elokim, every name of Hashem has different meanings and understandings. Elokim means he's Baal HaKoyach Kulam, meaning he's the force and strength and power behind everything. Everything that occurs in this veld, Hashem is behind. You know what it means? We're B'Tzelem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to some degree, gave that over to us. We have the ability to rule over the world. We're Baal HaKoyach of the world. Meaning what? We could transform and transcend this world. What happened in this world is dependent on us. What holiness or tumah is in this world is dependent on us. If we're keeping Torah mitzvahs properly, we elevate the whole world to a makom of kedusha and bring shefa and bracha into the world. If not, chas v'shalom, we bring tumah and destruction into the world. Let's be honest and real. When chas v'shalom tragedy occurs to a yid, it's because that goy, lo aleinu, that person, lo aleinu, that Shaini Yisrael, lo aleinu, has koyach to damage us. Of course not. There's no koyach in the Shaini Yisrael. The Nefesh HaChaim explains, we gave the koyach. We, because we're not serving Kosh Baruch Hu properly, we're not, whatever it is, we don't understand always each situation, why and when and where, but it's dependent upon us. We are the Baal Koyach. We have the ability. Again, in every individual circumstance, we never understand why and where and how. But ultimately, we have to believe that we have control and we're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we, as a global Klal Yisrael, are serving Kadosh Baruch Hu properly, there'll be shalom and there'll be reis and there'll be shalva. We have the ability to elevate the world, the entire welt, the entire world. That's what the Ramchal is saying here. Let's read on a little bit more. Ki hinei iloi gadohu labriyas kulam. Because there's great elevation to all of creation. B'yoysa misham she adam. When they're serving man, Hashalem, Hamekudesh, B'Kedusha Yisbarach, that's complete in His holiness, and His holiness to connection to Hashem, then there's a Shleimus, then that was put in this world and it's fulfilling its purpose. When we use our car, and we take our car to come to Yeshiva, and we take our car to go to Minyan, and we take our car to do a Chesed, and we even take our car to go to college so that I could serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu through that. All of that, we're elevating that car. That car is Kaddish now. You hear? That car is Kaddish now. As Chazal teaches in Chagiga, bin Yinahar, Shignazo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTzadikim, the Or HaGonaz. Right? The Or HaGonaz, that light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, was in this world for 36 hours. The Or of Kedusha, the Or of Shefa, the Or, that light of spirituality that this world couldn't handle, and Hashem had to put it away in Geniza. So what does he say about that Or? Zel Lashonim, this is their language in Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Min Aleph. V'kevan shara Or shignazu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTzadikim, Samach. Samach. V'kevan shara Or shignazu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTzadikim, Samach. There was a happiness. When that light was seen, there was a happiness. Shenema Or Tzadikim Yismach. Or Tzadikim Yismach. Meaning what? When we're bringing that Or into the world, the Simcha. That's what I said before. We're going to have Simcha. When we elevate this world, when we bring Kedusha to the world, and we bring that Or back into this world, that light back into this world, and we elevate. So that's when we get to Simcha. V'inyan Avnei HaMakom. Shalokach Yaakov v'samer Hashosav, and we know the famous story. Yaakov Vinu, what happens in Parshas Vayetze? Right, in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Vinu goes and he lies down on Har Habayis. And what happens? He lies down, and first it says there are many stones, right? And then later the lashon of the pasuk is only biyachid, is one stone. We all know the story. And it's Gemara in Chulin, Amar Yitzchak, Melamed, Shinis Kapsu Kulam Lamakom Echad, Vaisa Kolachas Omeres, Allah Yaniach Sadik Rosho. They all gathered together all the stones and they said, I want the tzaddik to lie down on my head. I want the head, I'm sorry, on the rock. I want the head of the tzaddik to lie down on me. Meaning what? Each stone had a purpose. What was its purpose of the stone that was created? That purpose of that stone, it understood, was to be utilized by the tzaddik, Lataif. That sleep was a sleep that was necessary so that Yaakov Avinu could have the strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. You think that the Yaakov's sleep wasn't B'kedusha V'tahara? So when that rock was helping Yaakov sleep and help him therefore serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every rock wanted that. I want to be elevated. We elevate the whole world when we elevate ourselves, when we're doing Torah mitzvahs in everything that we do. And then we bring that Arsh, Ganza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world. But you hear, Mamish, it's a very different take than what we spoke about last week. This is not the Avodah. Is not abstinence. Sometimes we do need abstinence. Sometimes we have to go because we feel we're still pulled in. I need to separate for a little bit of time, for a day, for 2 days. I need to take a tinus. I need to separate a certain. Sometimes we need. Sometimes it's an area that's just too strong. Take for example, we don't have the time now to discuss at length. Maybe another time. But the internet. Maybe for some people the taiva is just too strong. And I have to abstain completely. I don't want even a chilek of that. I don't trust myself with passwords, even with filters, with anything. The taiva is just too strong. There's so much damage that I have to abstain completely. Maybe some people need that. But ultimately, sure, if it's possible to have, I don't even know if it's possible, Lamaiso, but if it is possible to have enough filters and enough safeguards, enough shmira, then it could be utilized for very positive things. For a tremendous amount of Torah and tremendous amount of growth, right? If it's utilized correctly. We all understand that. Again, not to get into the discussion, because one could argue it's not even possible to do that bizman hazeh. Maybe there's more bad than good, but ultimately we understand that ultimately anything that's good, if it could be utilized properly, is wonderful. To be marcha completely for some of us at times. We have to know when, that balance, we have to know when. But the higher level is to be able to be Mekadesh. The higher level is to be able to take everything in this world and make it holy. That's Imtamik Binyan, he's saying. V'inal Ikar Hazeh, on this Ikar idea Hazeh, Ha'iruno Zechoran L'Vracha B'Medrash Kohelas. It was emphasized in the Medrash Kohelas. Shamar Zeh L'Shon Amr, Eyes Ma'ase Elokim. It's talking about, by Adam Arishon, go look at Ma'ase Elokim. Bishashapar HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adam Arishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon, Natalo, he took him, Vechzira called Ilani Gan Eden, took him to every tree in Gan Eden. V'amar lo re'ei masa kamenomim shabachamein. Go look how beautiful and how special my creations are. This tree, this animal, V'chomashu berasi. And listen to this medrash. V'chomashu berasi, everything I created, Bishvil chabarasi, for you. I created it all for you. Everything in this world. Does that mean it was created for... You think... Listen to the Lashon. You hear the Lashon. Re'eyas ma'ase elokim. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking around Adam Arishon and saying, look at this beautiful... And he's saying it. Look at this beautiful tree and look at this beautiful animal. V'chol ma'ase barasi b'shvil chabarasi. And that's until today. Adam Arishon is a neshama b'kol klal Yisrael. Not to explain the Zohar and then explain how every one of our neshamas come from the neshama of Adam Rishon. That's why we all are still until this day trying to be mitakein chait Adam Rishon. We're all a chelak of Adam Rishon. As Adam Rishon was the first creation, all of us come from there. All of us are connected to Adam Rishon. So all of us were taken around to some degree. Kol ilanei gan Eden. Say, look at this beautiful. And until today. So today it's not necessarily a tree. Today it's a car. And today it's a phone. And today it's a watch. And today, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Re'ei ma'ase kamenom mishbachamim. Look at my watch, how special it is. You know what? You know how special a watch is? Because I have a watch. I can know when I have to go to shul, what time it is. I can know when I have to get there for Seder. Everything in this world, it doesn't sound from the Lashon, look how beautiful and wonderful it is, so that you could abstain from it. So, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chol ma'ase barasi b'shvil chabarasi, to abstain from it? Seemingly not. Now, in a chanami, if it's bringing me down, if I'm a marchik, I have to abstain, let's not forget that. That was That was Rosh Prakim. That was last week. That's the first paragraph. Know when you have to stay away if it's being marachik. But if you could use it and elevate it, that's the avoida. Komash barasi bishvilcha barasi. Tein dadcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu ends saying to Adam Arishon, take your knowledge and use it. Shalot tekalkel v'sachri v'solami. So that you not destroy and ruin my beautiful world. And that's our avoida. Chevra. Tzadikim. We live in a world that's full of marachikim, like we've discussed. Full of gashmi and full of taiva. And at times we're going to have to abstain completely. But we have to learn how to makadesh, the chol, how to utilize everything, every moment of our life. Not just when we're sitting and learning, not just when we're davening. Every moment of our life then could be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're makadesh ourselves, and we're makadesh the ganz welt, entire world, together with us. Bez Hashem, we should be zeichah.